This is continuing with Gorgolevsky on 31 August 76.
Yes. And so we had the experiment going at two frequencies, which enabled us then to reach the longest ever, I think, stretch with relatively high accuracy of getting the coverage of electron scattering from large distance, a large range of distances from the sun.
I see.
And it turned out to be very important. Martin Ryle himself, in a letter which he wrote to my university, because I really got the PhD within a month after my return from Cambridge.
I see. When was that?
This is in 1960.
So you were in Cambridge one year?
15 months, to be precise.
And got your PhD there?
Yes. This is a strange thing, because I asked initially if I could get a PhD from Cambridge, but they said that you've got to be a resident of Cambridge for 3 years. You may get an exemption, though, if in special cases, for two years.
I see.
But I had a scholarship initially for 10 months, British Council scholarship, and then it was extended to 15 months, but this was not good enough to get a Cambridge PhD, but I got the PhD right away after I returned. Within a month, I wrote my thesis and I got the PhD.
I see.
Before the end of January.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like to work in the Cambridge group at that time?
It was something which was, I think, one of the real breakthroughs in my life, because when I got there, they had many things which, even reading their own papers, sometimes seemed to be, you sometimes couldn't even do the right thing they wrote, because it seemed unreasonable. Because following the normal, simple, well-minded approach, you would think, I misunderstood it, so you did it your own way. But this is the way, doing everything with walks and string, extremely simple. So they turned my brain upside down. Very nearly.
I see. So you came away with the Cambridge philosophy model.
Yes. So, which was also very important for the development of radio astronomy in Poland, because we had very limited funds, and in order to survive on next to nothing and still do something, you had to do it extremely efficiently.
Right.
So that was something which was.
So when you got back, then what did this mean that you wanted to do?
Oh, then I bought lots of equipment, actually surplus equipment, which I could buy very cheaply within still the limited resources that I had from my scholarship. And this is being used even nowadays. When we change over to integrated circuits and solid state altogether, so we still pulled out the ex-military pots and all the components.
I see.
Which after so many years are still some of the best you can find in the country.
Now, what were the main scientific questions that you were trying to address in the early 60s?
We very much wanted to see what are the what is the influence of the sun on the solid terrestrial things. One of the papers which you probably have is about the galaxy.
Yes.
And the other one was solar observations. And then somebody after 1960 wrote about the correlation between magnetic storms as recorded by one of the Polish magnetic observatories and our 1 to 7 megahertz observations.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the things which later on served for the basis for prediction, even for space flight, when the Apollo astronauts visited us, Scott and Warden, and the Russian astronauts paid a visit to our observatory. We asked them, just, after doing some spending some time in solar late astronomy, if this is of any use to the sophisticated, prediction of, and now they say very much so, because actually if you plan a mission to the moon, for instance, you must know what's going on the sun, because you have a time window roughly, it's like about 10 days or so, and if you follow the sun for a long enough time, it may just happen that even during some time of activity, the active center will just set on one side of the sun before it comes back within a fortnight.
Right. So the rotation of the sun.
You can just dash to the moon and come back.
Right.
So these are some of the things which really mattered.
Right.
And just like, for instance, the radar people, without their assistance, it wouldn't be possible to fly missions to Venus and Mars because of the accuracy required.
Right.
So this is one of the reasons that in the late the 50s, beginning of the early 60s, countries like the United States, Britain, and Russia were spending so much effort to develop radar techniques to measure the astronomical unit, because otherwise you couldn't fly to the planets,
right.
Even having all the technical possibilities there.
Now, the work that your group did in the early 1960s, where was that mostly published?
Oh, we published it in some of the Polish and Czech conferences. We had lots of meetings. These were Polish-Czech consultations on solar physics and electrodynamics.
I see.
Magneto-hydrodynamics.
You know. Sort of annual conferences?
Yes.
I see.
And these then developed into even more countries taking part into it. But this is one of the continuation of my work in this field. Not all of it, but there are some others that really came after that. And this is also some results which I got.
From the Committee of European Solar Radio Astronomers.
Yes,
right.
And so I am a member of CESRA.
But this has only been formed in the last few years, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, this is it. But this is just showing the continuation of the work.
Right.
If you want to, I think you can keep it.
Thank you.
Yes, so here are, but in here you get some of my old results. This is the Cambridge measurement taken in 1959, exactly 11 years apart from the 1970 observations which I did at Caltech.
Scattering of 3C.
Usually the sketching was going down minus 2 inverse square law, and now we've got something very steep minus 7, which is something new. And I saw the first ever reflection in the corona. Really very convincing. And this is the cohabitation curve of 3C2, and you know, so this ties up very nicely with some recent findings about the Jovian decline of the Jovian flux, because the solar wind apparently did something very funny during the last maximum. Instead of, you know, the scattering observed by means of the occultation of Terraza, actually did not come up with the revival of the solar activity during the last summer maximum. So well.
Okay, well, thank you very much. The interview with Bogolevsky on 31 August 76.